Though it's not always in the news, it's an issue that remains in the back of every parent's mind, and one that has embroiled the church itself in controversy. Child abuse, whether by the clergy, teachers, or other adults, is a phrase no one wants to hear or even contemplate. Controversies surrounding abuse by priests in a number of countries have turned some Catholics off from their faith and forced churches to close, particularly in the United States. Members from English-speaking bishops' conferences around the world have been meeting regularly, though, over the past decade or so to try to work out a common strategy to protect the vulnerable in their dioceses, respond more effectively towards victims of abuse, and punish the perpetrators of abuse. Archbishop Philip Wilson of Adelaide, Australia, recently participated in one of these meetings in the Vatican. He told Catherine Smybert the bishops are committed to improving the church's response to child protection issues.
This is a topic and a theme that has significance for the whole human community, not just for the church. The church has a special role, I'd say a prophetic role, to play in this area, that our church communities should be places that are outstanding in the way that they look after children and vulnerable adults and so on. And as you know, one of the really grave scandals in the life of the church in our generation has been the way in which sexual abuse has been revealed and in the way that there was response or lack of response to those matters. So we have much to do. We have to respond when abuse has occurred, and we have to respond in a way that's just and supportive of the victims. We have to respond in a way that deals with the issues that have been created by that. But equally important is the fact that we have to turn towards the positive needs that we have in our current situation to do all that we can to provide communities for children and adults where people are able to be treated with dignity and respect and so on.
Archbishop Wilson says the bishops are working out strategies to protect children at a community level,
so that if there are people who would do them harm, we can identify those people, we can construct a situation where they're not going to get the opportunity to do that harm to our children. And we can do that by education, by the establishment of proper protocols of behaviour. We can do that by educating communities to love and care for their children, keep their eyes open and so on. That's a really important work too. If you positively look at all the things you can do to help children to grow and develop, one of the things you have to do first is to make sure they're protected. Mm-hmm. And so that parents, communities, parish priests, teachers in our schools are all aware of what needs to happen in order to follow the proper protocols about child protection.
And what does?
Well, I think one of the great things that does that is that you have to just educate people to be aware that unfortunately one of the ways in which our humanity breaks down is that there are some people who are dangerous to children. And we have to be aware that these people are there and that they will do everything they can to actually get to be able to fulfill the desires they have or the views that they have and so on. So being careful, being vigilant, educating children to be careful and also is a very important part of it. But the most important thing is that everyone has to be conscious of it, to look for anything that might be a sign there's something wrong and to do something effectively about it and so on. So that if you have an intuition look at that. And so every area has to develop the way in which they're going to do these. You can imagine child protection in a village in Africa presents certain issues that need to be dealt with in that culture and context. Sure. Child protection in the middle of a huge city area, like in the middle of Rio de Janeiro, with all the problems created by poverty, then operates in another dimension too. But each community looks at what needs to be done and can work on that, so things can happen that way.
where do we draw the line, and what is the response? You know, is there a comfortability? Is there the availability of the church?
Well, there's no doubt that in a lot of our communities in the English-speaking world that people will regard the church quite negatively because of its history and because of what they see as being the failures that occurred in child protection and in dealing with sexual abuse and so on.
Mm.
That makes it all the more important for us now to be vigilant and creative in the way that we deal with this. And the only way that we can overcome the negativity is by being highly principled and effective in maintaining our standards, in our training, in our supervision and so on. And people have every right to expect that. Our Lord expects us to do that. Our Lord wants us to run communities where children are protected and looked after. And if we would tolerate anything, then you only have to look at what he said in the Gospels to realise how seriously he does take that, that those who would harm children are regarded by him in a really negative way. That's quite clear. I think there's lots that can be done. I think that people are already doing tremendous things, but we have much to do in order to move forward with this. And I think we have a lot to do in the area of education of awareness. Education of awareness, I'd even say that I believe the Catholic Church has a great opportunity ahead of itself in preparing for a new world for children and people by the way that we prepare people for marriage. And, you know, the Church has been really insistent from the Second Vatican Council that we should take this seriously, and people are making valiant efforts all over the world, in my diocese, other dioceses all over the world. But we have to do more. We have to think about what is it that we need to do to be able to fulfil the requirements that are there to prepare our Catholic people and the others who come to us for marriage in the best way that we can to live out this reality. And I believe that, for instance, Catholic education in our schools provides us with a wonderful opportunity to do this, because we can take young people in our schools in the educational setting and a formational setting, prepare them.
True Catholic.
Yeah.
Opportunity.
Sure.
True schools that really teach
them. Yeah. To prepare them well, to be husbands and wives and parents. To look at giving them the skills that enable them to run a Christian family in the midst of a secularized world and so on.
Mm.
That's where a lot of that renewal can take place. Mm. Because when it comes to it, and you're talking about children, the parents are the very center of all that. And we have to do all that we can in all of our programs, whether formational or dealing with problems. We have to recognize the key role that parents have to play in and make sure that that's followed.
And our thanks there to Archbishop Philip Wilson of Adelaide, Australia.